This is the Ethanol Report. Representatives of the Renewable Fuels Association recently traveled to Brazil. Their mission was twofold. One, they were invited to UNICA's Worldwide Ethanol Summit. In addition, RFA General Counsel Ed Hubbard says the second part of the mission was to better their relationship with their Brazilian counterparts.
It was kind of the first step in trying to forge an era of cooperation, more collaboration on issues that are important to our industry. It was essentially the first step in trying to start a joint effort to work together to open third markets around the globe. And this was part of an effort, I think, to show the world that the two leaders in biofuel production, ourselves in the United States and Brazil, can work together and show some cooperation in trying to expand and promote ethanol as a global commodity, but also to provide assurances to the world that they'll have a steady flow if they are ambitious enough to establish a blending mandate of their own.
Hubbard says having an export market is a fairly recent development for American ethanol producers.
Since 2009, when we became the low-cost global producer on the planet, in ethanol, and the resulting 1.2 billion gallons of export that we had in 2011, trade has emerged as a very positive component of our business model. It allows us to take the time to address some of the difficult infrastructure issues and retail market access issues that are occurring domestically. Allows us to address some of those issues while still growing and thriving as an industry.
Hubbard admits that U.S. ethanol going into the global market has caused some friction with Brazil, but he says the elimination of the volumetric ethanol excise tax credit in this country and Brazil's temporary lifting of its own import tariff, which RFA would like to see made more permanent, has helped smooth things out between the two countries. And he believes the relationship is moving forward, despite the fact that they will never see eye to eye on everything.
There will never be a time, I don't think, we will have nothing to be worried about or to be concerned about. That's part of our job is to deal with issues and advocate and try to correct them. So we do recognize that there will be some issues that cause our two associations to be looking in two different directions potentially. But those are very, very minimal. We believe that we agree with our friends in Brazil 98-99% of the time, and some of these smaller things I think should not or have not risen to the same level as the battle or the issues with respect to the tariff. But that's part of what we're trying to do here. By developing a better relationship with our friends in Brazil, you can develop a level of trust between the two of us where we're able to address issues and not assume that the other party is working against us on that issue. There are a number of issues that we can obviously cooperate on, and then there are some issues that cooperation will help us resolve problems. But all of that, I think, is benefited by a better relationship.
Hubbard says both countries benefit when they recognize how they can complement each other, as well as acknowledging the cyclical nature of their bio-based product, such as how last year's drought in the U.S. had such a devastating impact on the American ethanol industry.
There will be times when the United States has an exportable surplus, and then there will be times where the United States will have a deficiency and need to import. There will be times when Brazil will have an exportable surplus, a larger exportable surplus, and times when their exports would have to be down because of their production levels. What that relationship does, and what the cooperation does, is it gives assurances to countries like China and India and the Philippines and Nigeria and other countries that are looking at establishing 5%, 10% blend mandates. What they are also concerned about is making sure that there is a steady flow of fuel produced globally. What they're looking for is cooperation amongst the leaders of ethanol production globally.
Hubbard notes that there is some friction with the Europeans right now over their anti-dumping actions because they're looking at ethanol as having a finite market worldwide. He would like to see the Europeans and the Brazilians, as well as the rest of the world, shift away from that type of thinking.
I think think the industry has to realize that we are not fighting for a finite pie. And once the industry starts to realize that, then I think we can move forward and have a more positive relationship. I think part of the reason why we've had this fight with Europe, with the European producers, is because their fundamental belief in Europe is that this is a finite market. The pie has already been set in size, and over the next decade, we will be fighting and continuing to fight new battles over that same mark, that same customer, where those will try to cannibalize each other, and that's what they're expecting. However, we fundamentally disagree with that notion. We believe that there is a vigorous demand globally for ethanol, and that demand has nowhere to go but up. And if we're able to increase the size of the pie, then we don't have the same battles that are being focused on in Europe.
Hubbard says the American ethanol industry got some important help from USDA with the Brazilians, and that, along with the appeal that they need to work together, has really helped in this first effort.
They saw that there's a commitment not only from industry but also from the U.S. government to try to help promote this issue and to promote our commodity around the globe. So I think it went very well. I'm looking forward to the next efforts. Obviously, the next effort would be to make more formal efforts jointly to go to other countries as partners and setting up missions to do that, as well as further missions to develop a better relationship between our two nations. So, you know, commercial matchmaking aspects need to be addressed, and more trade policy discussions need to occur. But I think we've made some pretty concrete steps toward that, and I think you'll be hearing some things very soon about next steps.
Hubbard concludes that all parties should just keep their eye on the prize and see that the real opponent is not each other's ethanol industry, but the non-renewable energy industry.
Folks that understand that we have the ability to increase the total amount of our customers, the size of the pie or the cake, if we're able to do that with some joint efforts, then we don't need to fight each other. We can compete around the globe against our real competitor, which is oil and gas, as opposed to cannibalizing each other's markets to compete.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.